Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and welcome back to your favorite program. And this is Youth Station from IRIB English Radio. I'm Hassanain, your host, and we have a co-host in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam. I am Asma, and I'm very happy to be here once more.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Hope y'all are doing well. How can you make our life even better? What do you think?
How can we make life better? Life is life.
Like, what's the difference between the life of human beings and the life of animals? And the life of animals?
Of course, the brain is the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You as human beings... Mm-hmm. Would use your brain to make things perfect for yourself or decide, make decisions and pick things that are going to make your life better.
Okay, so today we want to talk how can a religion or a deen, make your life happier.
Very interesting.
There's a reason behind why I asked you the question, like, how is the life of human being different from the life of an animal?
Mm-hmm.
So what I believe is, deen, what is deen? First of all, we need to look what deen is. So deen is a way of living life.
It's a lifestyle.
As per Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So deen gives you a certain set of principles and norms according to which you live your life.
Yeah.
Well, it's living life.
It's the instruction book.
Yeah, the instruction book. Also, even the animals live their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even they sleep, they eat, they roam around the streets, they hang out with their friends. And, you know, even animals do that.
Yeah.
They don't have any set of rules. They can sleep wherever they want. They can go wherever they want.
Yeah.
But, you know, one religion, one deen, it gives you certain principles which you have to abide. So, and you know, as Islam is a religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purpose is, you know, you have to follow this, you know, so that you reach the sa'adat, you reach the happiness, you reach
prosperity.
The kamal and prosperity.
So there comes a question. So you said that we need a religion to have a happier life, but mm-hmm. then maybe among the audience, there'd be a person who's living in the Western societies and tell you that our neighbors are all atheists.
Mm-hmm.
Still, they have a society and they're living together, mm-hmm. happily perhaps, because they seem so.
Mm-hmm.
They do not believe in anything. They do not have any border. So they are happier than me who have a border. You know what I mean?
You know, sometimes, like, you know, some people seem to be happier, but they're actually not. From the inside, they're actually in the depression. As you said, you know, mentioned the Western society.
Yeah.
Most of the atheists we find in the Western areas. So, but even the West is the largest consumer of, you know, stress pills and depression pills. You know, some people seem to be happy. That's why I try to, you know, distinguish a life of a human being and a life of animals. Because, you know, they don't have any borders, right?
Yeah.
There's the same case with the animals. You're a human being. You have certain rules and regulations, you know, or else, you know, if everyone says that I don't want any borders, I do not have any rules and regulations. I live my life however the way I want.
Yeah, maybe you would imagine, be happy for imagine, just one imagine, or 2 years.
Now imagine, a certain group of people, they are saying this, you know, I don't want any rules and regulations.
Yeah.
Imagine tomorrow, if everyone says that, there will be a disaster in this world.
Anarchy would happen.
You know, if everyone says that, you know, I don't want any borders. You know, I won't abide to any rules and regulations. There will be a disaster in the world.
So, you know, those who are atheists do believe in the laws that their society would rectify for them.
Okay, so you say that they believe in the, you know, the laws of the country.
Yeah.
But they don't believe in any religious law.
Exactly.
Like, you know, maybe...
just like the humanistic idea and point of view of people back in time. When they started their humanistic point of view, they said that as a human being, you put yourself in the center of every single thing and forget about other things.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, as you have mentioned, you know, that they abide to the country's laws, but they don't have any religious laws. So I would like to mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, Islam is the nature of a human being. You know, it's in the fitrat, it's in the nature of a human being.
Yeah.
So, and as I've mentioned earlier, you know, some people seem to be happy, but they're actually not. You know, even if he tells you that he's happy, but you know, deep inside he knows himself.
I guess every single one of us knows the truth deep down. And I right now would like to ask the audience a question. Just think about it. Imagine that you can forget about all the religions and be free. So what? After a year, after 2 years, so what? Wouldn't this be your question? Okay, this was the end of it. I crossed all the borders right now, so what? So to get the answer, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
Welcome back to your audience, and before the break, we were talking about, you know, Islam being the nature of a human being. So over here, when Islam is the nature of a human being, when Allah has set a certain set of rules and regulations, so Allah knows what is best for the human beings. So when you live according to that, according to the principles that what are best for you, so definitely you're going to have a better life and a happier life. So, you know, when you don't have any religion, you don't have any principles. Or rather, I would say you don't have any rules and regulations. When you don't have any rules and regulations, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You don't have any limitations. You don't have any borders. So when you don't have any borders, you do anything you want. And, you know, some of the things that, you know, that that have been forbidden in the religion of Islam.
Yeah.
So if anything is forbidden, it has been forbidden for a reason.
Exactly.
And, you know, it you know, like consumption of alcohol, you know, it is bad for your health. It is injurious to your health. And, you know, adultery and all, you know, it creates a mishap. Everything's been done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a reason.
Exactly, yeah. Even Allah himself says in the holy book of Quran that, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. So that means, naturally, instinctively, we all know about the truth and about the wrong path, which leads to hell. So it is our decision to pick it, which one we'd like more. And just as you said, if there is any rule in a religion, it is for our benefit, because we know that, for example, if I lie, there would be a consequence for that lie. And it's not going to end that because I have to say more of lies. Maybe I have to commit other sins in the way of protecting that lie. So it's not going to get into a happy ending. If I do this or that, whatever the wrong thing that has been mentioned in the holy book. So if we have been asked not to do them, It has got a reason for that. And it is the reason behind that is that I'm not going to end up happily. And it is for my benefit to take it into consideration that this thing or that thing is just considered as a sin and is going to pollute my soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, yeah, exactly. It pollutes you because even the research says, you know, like music, let's talk about music,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The youth is much into music, right? So even, you know, this hip hop and, you know, these bands and all.
Harsh music that
yeah,
would really
harsh music,
distract
like, you. Know, with
you.
High bass and all. You know, even the research says, you know, these type of musics, they lead one to depression and committing crimes.
Exactly.
So, you know, these things, as once again I'm mentioning it, you know, the things that have been forbidden by Allah, they are for a reason. They, you know, even, you know, if you get involved in it, you know, it destroys you. It pollutes a human being's mind.
So, right now, we came to this conclusion that if I live freely with no rules, then I'm not going to be happy. Maybe the thing that I show to other people is that I'm a happy person, I'm doing every single thing I want, but deep down I feel so sad of the results of the things that I have done or of the emptiness that I feel in my life because I do not believe in anything. Mm-hmm. And when you do not believe in anything, then you do not have a thing to stick to
yeah.
in your hard days, in your rainy days. And when you do not have that source of motivation in your life, then you truly are depressed. And life feels so empty.
Exactly, right? You know, as we were talking about atheists, where will he go when he's in depression, when he's broke, when he loses hope? Where will he go?
Yeah. Many of them end up going for suicide.
Exactly. And if you're lost in a desert, if you're lost in the middle of the sea,
yeah,
we have someone to call upon. Like, we call, like, oh, Lord, like, save us.
Yeah, we have hope in something,
yeah,
at
yeah,
least.
We have hope in something. And what will the atheists do?
Mm-hmm.
Even the atheists, you know, in the corner of his heart, he will have a hope that someone will save me.
Yeah.
And Imam mentions that someone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
You know, when a human being goes through trials and tribulations and he has some hope that something will save him,
mm-hmm.
that someone or something is God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we got that. There is no doubt that for a prosperous life, we need a religion. We need a set of rules. We need someone to believe in. We need someone to stick on. Right now that I believe that. Can I live happily with a religion?
The answer, again, depends upon the circumstances, upon the situations.
And how truthful you are, I guess.
No. I'm not talking about, you know, this. I'm talking from the other way around. You know, if you have a religion, you know, if there are no obstructions, yes, it leads to a happy life. You know, you're following your religion, you're living in a, you know, good manner, good way, you know, it leads to a happy life. But if you're religious, you know, you get to face, you might face problems from the people that are not religious.
Uh-huh.
You know, people might become your enemy because of your faith.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I got your angle.
It depends upon the circumstances.
Yes, yeah, that's very true. But still, if you have faith in the only one who's going to help
yeah, and,
you, nothing
you'll,
is going to seem
nothing
so
gonna,
difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing will make a difference if you have that strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was all we spoke about today. So, and we came to a conclusion, you know, deen is a way of living life as per Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we live life accordingly as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us. This leads us to a happy life. This was all the time we had for today. And we'll see you another day with another topic. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you.